Motion passes.
Councilor David Walker, Ward 4, Rochester.
So why'd you vote differently tonight?
I voted no last week because I wanted to see where we were. $1.37 just wasn't palatable to me. So I went through the budget line by line over the weekend, and there was absolutely no other place to cut. So then I just had to come to grips with myself that we can't let this go forward more than this year, because if we let it go this year, instead of $3 million this year, it would have been $5 to $6 million next year, and we would have been in a worse hole than we would be this year. So hopefully this is a one-time thing. I doubt very much that I'll vote for another one. Let's just say that. Bye.
How long did it take you to make the decision?
Oh, like I said, it was a weekend thing. I went through the whole entire budget looking for any other items to cut, if we could cut. And then I came in and talked with city staff today and found out the bottom line numbers and where various numbers would be on tax rate. And we got the best place we could be and not impact the schools negatively and not impact our bond rating or our structure next year.
So to the individuals that say that an override goes against the wishes of the voters back in 2008, that by doing this you're not individuals are not keeping the budget in line, keeping spending in line,
I think I've kept the budget in line over my years of being on here, and like I said, this is a progressive thing. Each year it's going to snowball and get bigger and bigger, the deficit in the school department bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's gotten to a point where it is an emergency, because if you let it go this year, next year you're looking at $5 to $6 million, and that's definitely untenable.
So where do you think Rochester should or needs to go from here?
I'm hopeful the school board actually gets their budget in order and make some changes and get where they need to be financially.
Specifically, what do you think some of those changes should be?
Well, that's not up to me. I'm only a bottom line guy. I can't vote on individual items.
Yes, there's nothing, though, that you wish was handled differently or something that you think needs to be evaluated?
I made my suggestions to Mr. Lynch, the school board chairman, and we'll go from there.
My name's Tom Kaczynski, resident of Rochester, Whitehall Road, one of the five originators of the tax cap in 2008 and a state representative for District 22 in Rochester.
So you just said that it's not surprising that it passed. Walk us through how you're feeling right now, the first tax cap override.
Well, because originally there was not one counselor who was in favor of the tax cap in 2008. That's not surprising. They're spenders. They've traditionally been big spenders in Rochester. Councilor Walker changed his vote from last week, and following people's careers through the city, it's not surprising at all to me about that.
So where do you think Rochester goes from here? Where do you hope it goes?
Well, I mean, obviously, they don't respect the wishes of the citizens. And again, the reason for a tax cap was to slow down spending and taxes. And citizens thought there was a break on that. There never was. For the last 10 years, taxes have gone up and spending's going up every year. It never went down one year. This year, they broke the cap, so I guess they're feeling their oats, and, what does it matter now?
So we've heard a little bit of talk through some of the meetings through this budget cycle that some councilors would support putting a question on the ballot to gauge whether the population as a whole, the residents as a whole, support a tax cap.
Sure.
Would you support that? Do you think that's necessary?
Sure, I'd support it. I mean, I don't know which way it would go, but in other communities where they've done that, they actually got increases in the amount of people that were in favor of it. But again, if the people you elect don't respect your wishes, something that was voted in by 9,755 voters in 2008, more than voted for Barack Obama, 71% of the vote. If you don't respect them, what good is anything, really?
Paul Lynch, chairman of the school board. I think that the impact from tonight's budget vote really shows that councilors are investing in the educational system in Rochester. We spent a long time really working with them to understand the impact to the taxpayers, not to put too much of a burden on anyone, but find a solution in the middle. We're able to do that. So I'm pretty happy to see how the counselors, you know, worked with us and the mayor and the finance office and our finance team to find a balance to really get us where we need to be. I think that we've had a really good working relationship with them long term, just evaluating our budget and showing them the facts. These are the numbers. Here's the losses in revenue. This is what's impacting us. Here's the flexes we can't account for. And they were good. It was good back and forth conversation for them to really truly understand and ingest the information. And I think they got that, and that's where we ended up.